I'm really interested to find out your story, to hear your story, because to make a move to England when you're quite young and settle in and stay here is an incredible achievement. So when did you actually move to Brittany and how did you feel about it?
I moved to Brittany in 2004, so I was 10 years old. I loved France, coming on holiday, because we had a holiday house here, but I didn't want to move here full time. I didn't want to leave my friends. I didn't speak the language. I could say bonjour, that is it. I didn't even know how to say what's your name. I only knew bonjour. So I was dreading the move. I knew I cried a lot. And what didn't help was I was diagnosed with diabetes 3 weeks before coming to France. Whilst we were moving, actually. So it was quite a difficult period. So we came here the 1st of April 2004, and so it was the school holidays. We went to Disneyland as a present. We got rabbits, we got animals as a present for coming. And then we started school, and it was the first day. We were nervous. I know I cried leaving my parents, and my parents were so nervous they stayed around the town all day drinking coffees and just going for walks and more coffees. They were so nervous. And when they picked us up, they said, well, how was it? And me and my brother went, all right. So they were, is that it? We've been nervous all day and all you have to say is, all right. And so we were just integrated really well. The teachers spoke English. Well, they put us with teachers who spoke English. And because we were the only English in the school, me and my brother, we weren't allowed to see each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the break times. We weren't allowed. The headmaster put that as a rule. And Will, we respected
it. So is your brother older or younger?
Younger than me.
He's younger than me. So yeah. Even more, well, it's difficult for him. Or maybe
he
not.
Was 7 when he came over and I was 10. Yes. So yeah. No, I still make mistakes with le and la. Yeah. And sometimes I have trouble with u and ou. Whereas he doesn't make many mistakes and he even corrects the French. But coming to France, being at school, I mean, we had brilliant teachers, and instead of doing, well, the French that the French kids are learning, a guy would take us into a little office and teach us, how to say in, so dans and en, what's the difference? And I think that made it
brilliant.
Yeah, I think it just helped us. Because we moved to Plémy, which is 25 minutes away from Quintin. But my parents knew they were going to move, so they wanted to get us into a school and not change schools, because it was already difficult moving from England to France. And so that's why for about a year we went to school in Quintin, and then we moved to Plénaut, which is nearer, 10 minutes away. And so we stayed in Quintin all of our schooling lives, and we didn't meet many English. I think that primary school just helped us, and they understood my diabetes, because I had a few problems, of course, being diagnosed 3 weeks before coming. But I mean, France has done so much. Even the health system in France is brilliant. I know in England there's a lot of troubles to get new machines, and in France they kind of force it on you and you don't have to pay anything. And they are a brilliant service.
Well, I'm so glad that that experience has proved so positive for you, Anna Louise. And I think it's very important that people know that, rather than thinking, I need to go back to England for medical treatment, because I think they're better off here. So what about Franco-Brit, that society?
So that association started in 2006, which I learnt the other day. My parents, what they told me, because I can't remember, I was 12, my parents got a leaflet through the door saying, we know you're English, if you're interested, come and come to Franco-Brit. So Franco-Brit was based in Moncontour. And so we went one night, and we went to this lady's house, and she was English with a French husband and had kids here who were bilingual perfectly. And so you spent the evening, you brought your own food, well, to share, and everybody just spent the evening talking while we were off with the other children, and it was monthly. So every month we met up with the same people, French and English. We were about 100 at the beginning in this house.
So that's, again, what an excellent sort of step. You've had excellent medical attention, good schooling, and then the Franco-Brit Association. That's all things so helpful for someone who's moved here and who wants to become part of the way of life. Here, as opposed to sort of just treading on the surface. Now you're obviously bilingual. How has it helped in a career?
Not as much as I would have liked. Well, I mean, I started in biology. So yes, there's a lot of English in that. And I try and work in quality. And so I do help translate now and again, and you get English customers that come in. But most of the people actually speak English, so it's just now and again can you translate.
Because you're working in a bank,
aren't you? Now I'm in the bank, And people do come over to ask, oh, can you just read this? But they've already understood. I think it's just for them.
They want to check.
Yes. But they've mainly always understood what they're asking. So it hasn't helped.
Was there a point, Ana Louise, when obviously you were at school and you're sponging up French then, that your parents would ask you to maybe make a phone call or to do something for them in French?
Always, even now. My parents speak French. Mm. My mum has always spoken French because she remembered it from her lessons, and she coming to France every year for 20 years. It helped her, of course. But it's always the accent, especially if you're ringing your phone company.
So your present personal life, tell us about that.
Well, I just got married, in September.
Congratulations.
Thank you. to a Frenchman called Kevin from Brest. And we are now looking for a house all around, still in Brittany, in the Quessoy area. Well, Moncontour, all around there. I'm looking for a full-time job. So in France, you may have heard of CDIs and CDDs. So a CDD is a job where they say it is a CDD for 6 months, and you can renew that contract 3 times, or you have to wait a certain amount of time before coming back. A CDI is a full-time job, whereas it means you can't be forced out of the job.
So
I'm looking for a
right. In what area? In the same in banking or anything?
Quality.
Yes.
And banking, because there are two things that I enjoy. And we'll see.
Well, very best of luck with that there.
No.
So your future plans?
My future plans are, I think we will stay in Brittany. I don't think we have the courage to go elsewhere. And I think why? Because it is a nice place. We'll have kids in the get my job, my full-time job here.
Well, excellent. So you're staying here, raising a family here in the future with Ollie and the cat and any other animals you might collect as
Rats.
Well. Best of luck, Ana Louise, and thank you very much.